It's a mystery tour, but it's hardly magical. Come together right now. Over me. Well, folks, keep coming to the Abbey Road station in East London thinking that's where the Beatles had their Abbey Road studios. And guess what? It isn't. And it's not where they walked across the street either in that famous striped crosswalk. People don't care, though. Local tourists say they're still going to pose for pictures in a gritty intersection and try to create that magical moment.
Makes for good vacation stories.
I guess so.
152.
Is it really about the cover-up? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Was someone trying to cover up details of the attack on our consulate in Benghazi on September 11th? Senator John McCain and others have been very critical of U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice because of what she said on the Sunday talk shows after the attack.
What sparked the recent violence was the airing of a very hateful, very offensive video.
She blamed the attack on that nasty anti-Muslim video. But according to members of Congress who are at today's briefing, General Petraeus says the CIA knew within 24 hours that the attack was indeed a planned terrorist attack.
There were extremists in the group, and that they were al-Qaeda affiliates. Some were al-Qaeda affiliates.
Which would make the question, who gave Susan Rice bad information and why? But I don't think that's really what's behind this debate. What's behind this debate is the frustration among some members of Congress that we don't control the Middle East the way we used to. Libya is beyond our control, even though we helped liberate the place. Egypt is no longer in our pocket. Iran ignores us. And some in Congress seem to be pining for the days when, sure, the Middle East was controlled by dictators, but at least they were our dictators. Well, too late. 9 years ago, we sent a message loud and clear.
A democratic revolution that has reached across the globe will finally take root in the Middle East.
Wishes never seem to be granted in quite the way you expect.